The President of the United States asked the entire country for a moment of silence today in response to Saturday's massacre outside the Safeway in Tucson, Arizona. The target, Congresswoman Gabriella Giffords, now fights for her life, yet six others are dead. A federal judge, a loving husband, a little girl named Christina Taylor Greene, among others. Ms. Giffords was one of the members of Congress on Sarah Palin's hit list, a map of 20 congressional representatives that Palin wanted gone, with crosshairs emblazoned over their districts. 18 were ousted in the election. That left two on the list. Giffords was one of them. Some believe that hate speech leads to murder. Given that, one may deduce a clear connection between Michelle Bachmann's call to arms, Sarah Palin's hit list, Sharon Engel's suggestion that it is a good idea to shoot your opponent to death if you lose an election. It might be a good idea to make that kind of hate-mongering activity illegal. According to Greg Layden's blog, Culture as Science, Robert Brady is moving on that. The Democrat from Pennsylvania said he will introduce legislation making it a federal crime for a person to use language or symbols that could be perceived as threatening or inciting violence against a member of Congress or federal official source. I will ask my representatives to extend that legislation to all of us. Every day, thousands die. A lot of them are children, innocent people, animals. Whether it is through the madness of war, the starvation of poverty, habitat destruction, chemical toxicity, suicide of the hopeless, the ravages of disease, or the senseless random violence that devours our lives on a daily basis, it is time to turn the tides. It is particularly on these occasions I take refuge in the bosom of our gentle habitat. Sitting on the coast at Todd Point with our grandson this past week, in the warm sunshine, watching the whales passing through was a divine opportunity. This action elicits a state of reverence for life to which we are all invited. It's the connection that I spoke of while in Costa Rica with the crazy monkeys waking us up in the morning. It is the feeling that I am connected to all this. When the birds started falling from the sky on New Year's Eve and continued all through the week, starlings, grackles, red-winged blackbirds, honey eaters, and turtle doves in Italy, my empathy meter flew off the charts. I was devastated, brought to my knees in sorrow. I need now also acknowledge the death of 2 million fish in Chesapeake Bay, 40,000 velvet crabs, tons of bird and fish deaths from Sweden to Kentucky, Britain to Brazil, to New Zealand. So far, there are no logical explanations for these die-offs. What are the reasons? You may wonder, as I do. Some theorize that the birds were scared to death, or they were stressed out, or they were hungry, or it might have been the cell towers, or fireworks. As far as the birds falling down dead in Brooklyn and Queens, we were told there were too many, and they were fed poisoned seed by the USDA. Then there was a theory with the Arkansas red-winged blackbirds that it happened at the stroke of midnight, and it was the great boom of fireworks, or maybe a high-altitude hailstorm. Then there's the hushed-up news that the Little Rock Air Force Base was testing a chemical dispersant called phosgene and may have accidentally released it into the atmosphere on a test flight. Coincidentally, the base has been shut down as of today. No one has mentioned the possible connection to the BP oil spill and the dispersant core exit that by now has evaporated into the sky. Of course, the major news media completely tracked the Arizona story all day and night and continued to investigate motive and impact on our culture. Why are we not as obsessed with the untimely death and perhaps murder of massive wildlife as we are with the murder of a few people? There was little press coverage of the deaths of so many innocent creatures. But what if it were 2 million people instead of fish that washed up on the shore? Or 5,000 folks that fell from the sky? Or the USDA had put out poisoned spinach patches to thin our herd? It is an arrogant stance that removes us from the reality of the web of life. It is a sad reflection on the consciousness of the human race when we have no reverence for life around us. To think that we are immune from the implications of these dramatic events leaves us more vulnerable than ever. Perhaps this is our pivot, where we, in our moment of silence as a nation, recognize cause and effect, where we examine our cultural tendencies toward violent or poisonous solutions to political, philosophical, environmental, and emotional disagreements. While I appreciate the president's call for a moment of silence, for all we have lost, sacrificed, wasted of precious life, we could all use a serious and thorough period of national mourning to truly digest, reflect, and reconsider. For now, I think black armbands are in order. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can hear more of my commentaries at sherryglazer.net.